was our operational millage election. Back in 1994, when the state passed its new funding formula, about a third of all MAP's income comes from this operational millage election. Part of the state formula is for us to collect 18 mills locally. So some districts go back to the voters and have them pass this yearly. Marquette chose to do this every 20 years. So, again, our 20 years is up, and we're back asking the voters, again, to renew this operational millage election. It's about $8.4 million, or a third of MAP's overall budget.
So very important to the district in terms of all of the operational funding and whatnot. What's at stake here with this in terms of this being decided by voters? If they happen to say no to this, this would put some major straps on the school district, would it not?
Yes, it would. You know, you think about it, how do you live with a third less of your budget? It would be tough for us as a school district to do that, but we're going to stay positive. Everybody else in the UP has passed theirs up to this point, so you know, we're hoping we'll be able to do that likewise in our community, and we won't have to talk about those things that we'd have to do without. So
and
we just hope everybody gets out and votes tomorrow, and good things will happen.
Well, one of the things that are also on the docket with it is that making sure that people know what this really is. And are you finding that when you're meeting with people, and I know you've been doing almost an unprecedented blitz with this to make sure people understand and are educated, but are they getting this, that this is a 20-year measure? This is not some sort of reattempt on a bond measure or something like that, that this is really a crucial piece of funding?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you hit a good point. We did ask for a bond 2 years ago to kind of realign our district. We were going to build kind of a mega school at the high school, add more debt to the community. This has nothing to do with that. This is just a 20-year kind of renewal. This is on the non-homestead and business properties, not part of the formula that comes out of our regular property taxes, but it is a third of the formula that we get. So, you know, again, we've been paying this for about the last 20 years, so we're hoping that we're going to be able to renew and just continue to carry that on for another 20.
Now, Bill, Mike Plourd here, and I think it's fair to mention this is not a tax increase in any way.
It's not a tax increase in any way. We just continue with the, hopefully those 18 mills. When you read the ballot language tomorrow, there is a little bit of wording, a 0.5 mil increase that is going to come along with this. Now, the state caps it at 18 mils, so we can never collect more than 18 mils, but if property taxes spike like they did in 2006 and we drop below the 18 mils, we can use this little bit of extra to bring us back to the max 18 mils. So.
But essentially, when this passes, people will be paying the same as what they've been paying,
yep,
all along.
Absolutely. Pay the same as what they've paid all along. Yep.
Now, if people have any questions here before they go into vote tomorrow, do you have the ballot proposal outlined on a website for the district, or is there somewhere where they can find out more?
Absolutely. It's www.mapsnet.org, and you can find that on there. It's right on our main webpage, and feel free to call my office, Mark Area Public Schools, and we'd be more than happy to answer any of that ballot language. And also the city clerks and the township clerk's offices have that also.
Well, it's an important vote for the school district tomorrow. We certainly hope you good luck, wish you good luck with that, and keep us posted with how it goes. And when we talk to you again sometime soon, I'm sure it'll be in the context of something good, and hopefully
congratulations,
not then what's
what we'll
going to happen.
Yep.
So, but if
yes,
people again have any questions, again, the website is
www.mapsnet.org.